You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. The gender of Wisconsin's Civil War Eagle, Old Abe, has been up for debate for a century. New evidence puts the matter to rest. We'll get the full story coming up.
First, it's the second day of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Last night, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark gave a speech in support of presidential nominee Donald Trump and the police. And this morning, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish spoke to the Wisconsin delegation, though she had given up her delegate position because of a scheduling conflict.
Sean Johnson has the latest. He's reporting all week from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. He'll be on Central Time every day this week to give us an update on what's happening there.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Veronica.
Well, Sean, in general terms, what is day two like so far?
Day two has been a bit quieter than day one so far. I mean, by this point yesterday, we'd had that kind of delegate fight on the floor where they're shouting over each other. In the Wisconsin delegation, you'd had a speech from Paul Ryan. So far today, people have really been talking a lot about what happened last night with the Melania Trump speech over and over again. So that's been the topic of the day. The speaking program, though, is going to get set pretty soon, get started pretty soon over at the convention hall. And then you'll see the formal nomination process for Donald Trump begin, and followed by a number of speakers, including two Wisconsin speakers, Paul Ryan and Ron Johnson.
And Sean, let's talk a little bit about Sheriff Clark first, before we get to the talk of the day, which is the Melania Trump and Michelle Obama speeches that people are talking about. So last night, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark talked. He spoke. What did he say?
Yeah, Sheriff David Clark is, just to set it up a little bit, I mean, he's not just known to people in Milwaukee by any means. He's very active presence on cable news, Fox News in particular, and so I think the people, when he got up to speak, knew who they were seeing. I mean, this is somebody who's familiar to the Republican diehards that were in attendance at the convention. So he got, really, at that point in the evening, probably the biggest round of applause for the night. And then when he gave a line about Blue Lives Matter, it's just the biggest round of applause thus far that night. People stood and cheered, and he pretty much had the crowd eaten out of his hands at that point.
And you sent us a little bit of the audio. Here's Sheriff Clark.
We can have all the fights we want in this room. We can have all the fights we want at this convention. But keep this in mind. When you leave Cleveland, one team, one goal. And that is to defeat Mrs. Bill Clinton.
An applause line there for Sheriff Clark, Sean. And I know you tweeted at one point that you thought he had gotten one of the biggest applause lines of the night. What did he say at that point?
So that was the Blue Lives Matter, the line that was at the convention last night that got the big applause. The line that you just heard there was to the Wisconsin delegation breakfast this morning, where he went a little bit longer than he did before the full convention hall last night. And he said that he wasn't initially all that excited to get up and speak for Donald Trump, and that the Trump campaign reached out to him, and he decided it was the right way to go because he feels like Trump is better than Hillary Clinton.
And we have one more bit of audio of Sheriff Clark, and talking about here Donald Trump's style.
I just admire his smash mouth brand of politics. He kind of reminds me of myself.
Short clip there, but Sean, put that into context for us. When did that get said?
Yeah, I mean, that was after his speech today, and I think it kind of affirmed what people sort of had this hunch about going into this convention. I mean, Donald Trump likes to get personal with his political foes. David Clark, it's definitely the same. And so there you heard an affirmation from David Clark himself that he kind of likes that about Donald Trump. He called it smash mouth.
We're talking right now with WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, Sean Johnson. He is in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. And, Sean, you started by talking about some of the controversy that came up after the Melania Trump gave a talk, and people identified it, bits of it, not all of it certainly, but some of it as having quite a bit of similarity to a speech from Michelle Obama. And Lieutenant Governor Clayfish weighed in on that as well. What did she say?
Yeah, so the speech, if you listen to a couple passages, really, they're nearly word for word between what Melania Trump is saying and what Michelle Obama was saying in 2008. I guess last night, this was being pretty widely reported as just strictly plagiarism. Today, the Trump campaign is saying it was not that. We're not backing down from it. This was spoken from the heart from Melania Trump. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish had this to say when asked what she thought about that passage of the speech.
You know, what we heard was that she put her heart and her soul into the sentiments that she expressed last night. And out of the 35 minutes, there were a couple of similarities. And the similarities were that she had hopes and dreams for the children of America, that she believed in her husband and his belief in this country. Well, I would hope that anyone who would be the future First Lady of the United States would say things like that.
That was Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. And Sean, we've been talking about these two speeches, and you sent us some so we can hear them a bit side by side. This audio is being played a lot today. Here's a little bit of Melania Trump and Michelle Obama.
The values that you work like, hard for what you want
hard
in life.
For what you want in life.
That your word is
that
your bond.
Word is your bond. That you do what you say you're going to do.
Keep your promise.
That you treat people with dignity and respect, and because
we want
our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
And that's the audio heard around the world this morning. Different versions of that going around. But are those reverberations still being felt today, Sean? Or is there a sense that that was last night? We've got a fresh day ahead.
I would just say that we're still in that news cycle, since not a lot new has happened at the convention, and that was, made for pretty compelling video, pretty compelling audio, that has been discussed a lot today at convention. So, you know, perhaps we'll move on from it tonight, but it's definitely fresh on people's minds right now.
And tonight, maybe some more news there. Tonight's another big night for Wisconsin Republicans. Senator Ron Johnson is speaking. What do you know about what he might be speaking about?
All we know is that they're going to be talking about the economy tonight. And we know what Ron Johnson has said about Donald Trump in the past. He's kind of hinted that he likes Donald Trump while never fully embracing Trump. I mean, remember, Ron Johnson is a vulnerable incumbent senator. You look at all the Republicans incumbents that are up for election this cycle. He is probably the most apt or second most apt to lose his seat, and he faces a re-election battle against Russ Feingold, who had the seat until 2010 when Ron Johnson beat him. So this will be interesting, if for no other reason than Ron Johnson is now fully embracing Donald Trump in a very public way. I think you could probably imagine he's going to talk about his own private sector background and how that's something that he likes with Donald Trump.
And Sean, it sounds like House Speaker Paul Ryan is also going to talk at the convention tonight. What is he expected to talk about?
Again, it's the theme is the economy, and so I think he's probably going to be along those lines. Paul Ryan's remarks earlier this week, actually it was yesterday, to the Wisconsin delegation breakfast were pretty boilerplate. This is what House Republicans are up to. And it was notable in that speech that he never even made reference to Donald Trump. It was all about this is what House Republicans are doing. This is the vision that we've articulated to lead. There was nothing about, and we're going to need somebody in the White House to do that with us. So he's speaking to the full convention tonight. You would imagine he would have to frame that differently. But, Paul Ryan does give some of those people who are uneasy about Trump someone to latch on to. I mean, in that he's someone who said, I don't support everything that Trump says, but I'm willing to endorse him anyway.
And Sean, just briefly before we let you go, seeing reports of something else happening at the Republican National Convention, norovirus outbreak there. This is the thing that people get on cruise ships, I guess, the stomach flu. Are you feeling okay, and are you seeing this having an impact? It's not a pleasant virus to get.
Yeah, I feel fine, but I did see that news report and read it with some interest. A very quickly spreading virus with very uncomfortable sounding symptoms. So, you know, other than what I'd read here and there, haven't seen any signs of that, but I hope I don't.
Well, I hope you and everybody else stay well. Sean, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us with the latest from the Republican National Convention.